everybody, let's go to the Ivy Organics 3-in-1 Plant Guard Hotline and bring in our next guest.
Now, Tess Brzezinski is the founder, head educator, and cultivator at the Fungi Freights Urban Farm and Environmental Studio. She's well-educated in science and many things, and she continues doing research on micromediation in the city of Detroit, and she's an environmental project manager. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your day to teach all of us, Holly, myself, and all of our listeners, more about mushrooms.
Of course, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, Tess, the first thing is, are mushrooms classified as a fungi, or is a fungi a different classification of mushrooms or something else?
So the answer to this question actually is all mushrooms are fungi. However, not all fungi are mushrooms, because mushrooms are considered the fruiting body or the reproductive system of the fungi itself. So it's kind of like an apple on the tree.
Interesting,
yeah. Now, growing your own mushrooms, is it easier than many people realize? I know we've seen kits at the garden center. We've seen the little spore
that you put in the logs. Yeah,
you put in the logs.
Is it as easy as the as videos and pictures portray it to be?
I would think so. I mean, there are complexities that come along with it. I think people just maybe are a little intimidated because it's something so unfamiliar. It's not just like your average gardening of vegetables you don't see all the time. But if you just, do a little bit of research and reading, I think it's a concept that's easily enough to grasp to do it on your own.
So growing mushrooms is far different than planting a tomato. There is some environmental conditions in which a mushroom needs in order to grow correctly. Can you go over some of the criteria in which, if we're going to grow them, say, in the backyard, in a log, that what we need to know before we go buy spores and drill them into a log?
Absolutely. So they do sell, it's called a plug spawn, and it's an already inoculated dowel rod, and that's what you would use to inoculate a log. However, yes, there are some conditions, moisture regimes and temperatures, to correctly grow the mushroom. So you kind of want to have it elevated off the ground, maybe against a shed, keep it moist, watering it, the log, like every couple weeks. You want to keep moisture within the wood itself so the mushrooms have enough moisture to grow. And keeping them kind of relatively warm, they can survive throughout the winter. And then it takes about a year for them to fruit out of the log. So there are some things to keep in mind, and there's a lot of books out there on cultivation that will go over it thoroughly.
Okay, can we, I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but if you are, could you take us off? There's some feedback.
I'm actually not on speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Now,
I want to go back to what she said about the inoculation. Now, for people who are unfamiliar with that term, does that mean that the spores are in a state in which, in the proper conditions on that dowel rod, that they will sprout, or what does inoculated spores mean?
They are already the spores have already gotten to their vegetative structure, which is mycelium. So the dowel rod will actually contain mycelium, which is a vegetative form. It's kind of like the root structure of the mushroom itself. And so that's already in that state. And inoculating means just inserting it into the log itself. From there, it will spread through the log and eventually fruit.
So when we talk about, and it's been said in a lot of the survival programs you see online, on TV, that when you go, you have to know your mushrooms if you're going to go foraging in the woods. Otherwise, it's either do or die unless you know what it is. How accurate is that statement?
Well, there's a quote some of us, like mushroom people, say, all mushrooms are edible, some only one. Yeah. And I would say it definitely is very important to know your mushrooms if you are foraging. There's many edible mushrooms that have look-alike mushrooms that contain toxic properties that can make you really ill. So the best thing to do if you want to, like, get into foraging is maybe look up a local organization In Michigan, where I'm from, we have the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. There's also NAMA, the North American Mycological Association. Get a good field guide before you go in foraging for your, for your edible mushrooms.
Whenever we decide to get some mushrooms to inoculate and put in logs, is there a go-to that you would recommend Holly and myself and our listeners that this is a good starter in order to understand the procedure and the process in which to grow mushrooms, or are all of them basically the same plant, grow, harvest, or is there some easier than others?
Well, for the logs specifically, the shiitake grows really well in logs, and I think that's what most people go to for log cultivation because they're saprophytic and they digest the wood really well. Also, the oyster mushrooms are very good beginner mushroom because it's resilient and tends to do very well in many conditions of cultivation. You don't have to really be so sterile or in a lab because that species is pretty resilient and can survive.
We see these kits that we can buy at the garden center. It's a box, and you have to follow a certain procedure, and you get button mushrooms, and if you let them go, they grow larger. How is that different than the growing in the logs? Which is better?
I wouldn't say one or the other is better, just depending on your situation. The ones that I think you're talking about in the bag, that is just the mushroom is growing on a different material. So there's a lot of those kits that are in a bag, and it's really nice because you don't need a lot of space, where when you're doing log cultivation, you need more space just because of the difference in size. So I think it's just about preference and what kind of environment you're working with.
Okay, and what is Fungi Freights? That's the organization you're associated with. What makes them different? What is it?
So Fungi Freights is an urban mushroom lab and educational breeding ground. Along with cultivating fungi for food, medicine, and remediation, we do our best to educate the community on the beneficial properties mushrooms have and how they can be incorporated with our everyday life. So just educating the community on a food source that is highly nutritious and pretty secure and can add more vitality to the community through using it as a food, using it medicinally, and for remediation purposes.
I want to go back and revisit the foraging for the mushrooms and trying to identify. To be clear on what you said, there's no real legitimate / guideline available to determine, hey, I found this mushroom in the backyard, in the back 40, in the woods. It looks XYZ, so I know it's edible. There's not really, you have to understand that, correct?
It's all about practice. So if you do find a mushroom you think it looks like, an edible mushroom that you're kind of familiar with, you can go to your field guide. There's something you can do. It's called taking a spore print. Mushrooms have their own, fingerprint, so to speak, and it's kind of hard to describe how to do this over the phone, so to speak. But you can take a spore print. A lot of them have different color spore prints. So you have a mushroom, say it looks like another mushroom that's poisonous, but they have different color spore prints. You can take the spore print and maybe cancel out some of those things via spore printing. And if you look that procedure up, it'll explain very well how to do it. And it's a pretty easy way to identify certain mushrooms.
Well, I'll ask you this, because Holly and I, we were talking about, you coming on the program, and we ask questions to our guests that we do not know the answer to, and that's why we bring experts in like you. What is the difference between a normal mushroom and a psychedelic mushroom? We hear the word psychedelics when we hear about the 70s and rock bands and all. What is the actual definition between the two?
So a psychedelic mushroom obviously takes you on a spiritual or a trip, so to speak, and this happens, usually the mushrooms are from the psilocybe genus, And these mushrooms contain a property known as psilocybin. When you ingest the psilocybin, your body breaks it down into psilocin via dephosphorylation. And the psilocin is a psychoactive compound, and it molecularly mimics serotonin. So then it is able to attach to your serotonin receptors and undergo neurogenesis, open up new neurological pathways, and induce, like, new neurons to grow within your brain. But, yeah, that's the basic difference, is they contain a psychoactive compound known as psilocybin.
Okay, great. So how can we find out more about you and your organization?
I do have a website, www.fungifreights.com. I'm on Instagram, the social media, Instagram, Facebook. If you just type in Fungi Freights, it should come up. And I'm also working on a Kickstarter right now. I just launched a Kickstarter to kind of kick this community educational breeding ground into play. So I have that fundraiser going on as well.
Well, Tess, we greatly appreciate taking time out of your day to educate Holly, myself, and all of our listeners on mushrooms, fungi, and understanding how we can grow them in our own home and on our own property.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.